News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is known as the Drugless Doctor. He's the author of 8 books, including the bestseller Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. He has restored optimal health to thousands of patients without the need for prescription medication. He's appeared on ABC Family, TBN, Fox, just to name a few. Welcome to the show, Dr. Robert DeMaria, a.k.a. Dr. Bob. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
That's great. Now, you're known as the Drugless Doctor, and with so many ailments, or I should say so many symptoms being treated with medication, what disease do you find to be the most over-medicated and easily fixed through natural means?
Pain. 100 million Americans woke up today in pain.
That's a good one. And what's the I guess, your top three?
Well, first, I would eliminate fruit. I would eliminate sugar, and it's a toss-up between dairy and grains or gluten. And I know that most people are falling off their chair or just went off the side of the road right now when I said no fruit. I must tell you that fruit is probably one of the leading causes of inflammation. I know the fine guest you had on before me was talking about glycation.
Right.
Fruit itself creates inflammation in the body because people eat so much of it today. Even Steve Jobs, I don't know if most people realize he was a fruitarian. When you continually consume fruit, you compromise the pancreas and you compromise adrenal function. The adrenal glands make natural cortisone. So I would much rather have our patients and our worldwide clients choose healthy green vegetables.
Oh, so there's no need to have this balance of fruits then? Do you recommend a little bit of fruit per day, or is it okay just to boycott?
Well, I can tell you there's a great book. There's so many great books out there, but I've been practicing for, about 36 years right now, and I can tell you that there's a book called Adrenal Fatigue by James Wilson, and James is one that opened up my eyes to this. The three fruits that are probably quote-unquote safe would be pears, plums, and apples, but I encourage about a half a red apple every day. Green apples can stagnate or interfere with digestion, so that half a red apple will do the body good. I can also share with you what I've learned over time is that pineapple, bananas, raisins, grapes will cause, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Chronic left neck and mid back pain. So I learned about this. I learned about this in the late 1980s. That I was having all these practice members come in with chronic neck and mid back pain. Started asking them questions, and lo and behold, it was sweet fruits. And I also have learned over time that yogurt and bananas. There are people listening to us now that have perpetual pain. I just recently gave a couple talks down in Florida, and I think that people were taken back by the fact that fruit can interfere with their golf and tennis games.
Interesting. So bananas are not good when somebody has spasm for potassium addition. Do you recommend then the sweet potato alternative?
Well, I can tell you probably even higher up the food chain would be the avocado. Avocados have more potassium than bananas. Great source of carnitine for cognitive behavior, and a source of fiber and a monounsaturated fat. So I promote at least eating a fourth of a avocado every day. I mine to my salad.
Interesting stuff. So what's your opinion? A great topic there. You shared some points that I've never heard on the show, so that's very interesting. What's your opinion on high cholesterol? I mean, the cause and solution, here's my confusion. Experts say eat red meat, it's okay now, but the others say no, meat's bad. Some say take fish oil, and now say fish oil are bad, and left, right. How do we go the drugless doctor's route for lowering cholesterol?
Well, I can tell you statistically that you can lower your cholesterol 40% by adding beet fiber to your diet. I do not promote juicing. Juicing kind of throws off that blood sugar. But briefly, I can give you my cholesterol story, which I talk in one of my books, Dr. Bob's Trans Fat Survival Guide. Cholesterol is a fireman in the body. cholesterol puts out fires. It makes steroids. But cholesterol cannot float in the blood by itself. It has to be transported in a truck. The truck is the LDL truck. So if you have a lot of fire and inflammation in your body, it means you have a lot of cholesterol. But you have a lot of LDL fire, men putting the fire out. So you go to your doctor, you're not feeling good. And he says, whoa, your LDL cholesterol is out of here. Let's give you something to lower it. So he gives you a statin drug, which is literally shooting the fireman on the way to the fire. Nobody ever asked the question, what is causing the fire? Well, number one is sugar. Number two is trans fat, because years ago they told everybody to use margarine made from trans fat, which is wrong. Right. So trans fat will cause it. But a lot of people don't realize that stress elevates cholesterol. So will a low thyroid. So if I have practice members that come in underneath a lot of stress and they have high cholesterol, they have to really sit down and evaluate where they're going, because your body uses cholesterol to make pregnenolone, which makes progesterone, and progesterone continues on as cortisone. So if somebody has their hand in the cookie jar, they're going to have high cholesterol, because the cholesterol is using to be making glucocorticoids.
You know, you bring up such a neat point. I want to make sure this comes out. I have a patient who eats perfectly, exercises, and has high cholesterol. And there's nothing that she can do differently. But she's stressed. I said, what's your stress level? And I'm 1 to 10. She says an 11. So you bring up a real good point. Is stress could be the cause of this?
I think that stress is probably the leading cause of most elevated cholesterol, because if you lower your cholesterol too much, it could come back and be a boomerang and literally cause more health problems than people imagine. If you have a cholesterol under 160, that can promote the potential to have cancer. I have many of my practice members that have elevated cholesterol who watch their diet. I would encourage this practice person that you have to evaluate their stress. You might even consider doing a saliva adrenal stress index on them, because mm-hmm. the cortisol is probably off the charts, and maybe suggest an adaptogen to help slow that cholesterol release down.
Right. Does this also apply with triglycerides?
Triglycerides, from my experience, mostly coming from having your hand in the cookie jar. If you have high triglycerides and high cholesterol, it's definitely diet. Now listen to this. If you have high cholesterol and normal triglycerides, it's probably stress. But I would also encourage a thyroid profile, a TSH, a T3, a T4, and a TPO. Most people only have a TSH, Tom, Sam, Harry, and they're missing the fact that T4 has to convert to T3, but I'm seeing literally an epidemic of a condition called Hashimoto's or autoimmune problems today because people eat too much gluten.
Right, that's great. What one food do you recommend for somebody to get off that has cholesterol problems?
Beet fiber. A third cup of beet fiber every day. Go to YouTube and just type in my name, Dr. Bob DiMaria. And that's amazing how many thousands of people have watched me make beets in my kitchen.
That's great. Great information. I'll tell you, you've definitely shared some new opinions here. Very very neat concepts. We appreciate you being on the show today.
Once again,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Bob. Beets are absolutely like my favorite food, and we eat them every single day with avocados in this house. So
that's
great
good.
Advice. And
right
for
direction.
More information on Dr. Bob's books, healthy recipes, and blog posts, go to drugless.com. That's drugless.com. And you can also follow him on Twitter at drugless.com. This is Melanie Cole. If you missed any of the great information that we've got here on toyourgoodhealthradio.com, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com and follow Dr. David Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. Remember to share these shows with your friends and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all great information. So pass it around and spread around the really, really good information that we're giving. And again, this is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.